great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Welcome to our morning show from WRCO and WRCE. Today, you're here to talk about all the great things about Eagle School right here in Richland Center. And it's August 1st, so it's kind of time to start thinking about the start of school and the many things going on. And joining us in the studio today, we have Kelly Coppernall, we have Jeff Seaborg, Kathleen Corey Pittman, and Janice Peterson. And they're all going to talk about some of the things they do and some of the things coming up and exciting things with Eagle School. Kelly, we'll start with you since you got nominated to start.
Yeah.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Great. Does it seem like it should be August 1st and you're looking at the new school year?
The summer really flew by. I had a lot of big plans, and some of them are still happening, which we'll be talking about. But yeah, it has really flown by. I'm excited. I'm so excited for August 26th, which is the first day of school.
You're director of staff and students, so I guess describe for us what you do in your job.
I am. I am the relational part of principal, so which is where I love to be. I love to be with the kids. I love to talk with them. I love to be with the parents. I'm very much a people person. I am not a paper person, so you want me with the people and not with the paper. That's what I that's what I say. But yeah, so I love to be with the kids, talking about their good times and their mess, and sometimes the everything in between. So it's a good place for me.
Do you get a chance to be in the classroom then from time to time?
Yeah, this year I'm going to be teaching English practicum, which is kind of like the English for the international students, which I'm really excited about because I was an exchange student in France when I was 15. And so I remember how embarrassing it was to speak a language I wasn't fully, you know, comfortable with in front of people who were really great at it. So just anything that we can get them to feel more confident in their ability to do it, I'm really excited about that part.
Yeah, I commend you because I always think about, I don't know whether I would have been ready at 15 or 16 to go to another country. That's amazing you did that.
Yeah, I feel like it was very normal when it happened, but now that I look back on it, I also think like, what was my mom thinking? Like letting me go, but it was a good time. It was a very good experience. I did gain 20 pounds though in 3 months because it was before we knew that bread equaled sugar equaled fat. So I would just have a baguette a day stuffed in my backpack with a jar of Nutella. So anyway, that was a good memory. But so because I know what it's like for the international students in part, you know, I feel like I can speak to it easily.
And kind of relate to maybe the loneliness they might feel
absolutely.
From time to time and things.
You know, when you can't convey exactly how you're feeling, because, you know, sometimes they come in and they like, I knew I am hungry, I am tired, I am sad, I am, you know, hungry. I am all these things, you know, but you don't get to say like, oh, when you said that, that made me feel a little insecure. You know, I mean, you can't really talk about who you are as a person because you have a limited use of the language. So I think that that was frustrating to me. So I feel like I know that they're a deeper person on the inside than what they can convey. So I like to draw that part out of them.
What do you like the most about Eagle School?
Oh, I love Jesus. Number one. So I love that I get to be able to be a shining light in people's darkness if they have it in the moment. I like that I can be exactly who I am. I don't have to keep any of that, you know, away from other people. I get to hug the people who want to be hugged. I get to pray for kids if they're sick or if they're sad. The homesick thing. If they're dealing with angry feelings, I can calm people down and pray over them. And so that is my number one goal in life. So I'm really excited that I get to do this. This is not normally how somebody gets to the position that I am in, because I used to be the coffee house person and people knew me as coffee house person and they would talk to me at Walmart about lattes and that sort of thing. But now my life is completely different. I still get to be with people, which is, you know, obviously what I love to do, but it's the hardest thing I've ever done. But it is the most rewarding thing that I've done. So I'm really grateful to be able to be there.
Sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone a little bit, don't we, to
Absolutely.
Experience those kind of things?
Yeah, and you know, it was kind of a, It was through a difficult time because it was after the accident. My brain wasn't able to make coffee anymore. Like, I used to be able to do it in my sleep. But then after the accident, my brain doesn't do like factory processing very well. First this, then this, then this. And so I used to be like the fastest. Maybe Scott was probably the fastest, but the fastest behind the counter. And then I tried to go back to it. And the customers just kind of looked at me like, is there anyone else that can help me? And so that was difficult because my name was on the door. And I wondered, like, what am I doing now? Like, if I'm not doing the Kelly's Coffee House, like, who am I? Like, it was a whole thing. And so I kind of even had the feeling like maybe I've already peaked. Like, what is there left? And then my kids started going to Eagle School. And then I just started going there because it kind of kept me from the depression that was a little bit sinking in. And so I would just, you know, vacuum the rugs and wipe the glass and help teachers and make copies and do whatever needed to be done. And so that is the way that I found myself there. And it was already like I had a heart to do those things, you know, so I think it was kind of like the next step that I didn't see.
Indeed. Sounds like a great time. The school year is coming up. You're kind of recruiting right now. If anyone is interested, to maybe give you a call, I suppose, right?
Absolutely. You can email us at office@eagleschoolrc.org. And you can call us at 608-647-6742. I'm 99% sure that's the number. It's a little bit escaping me right now.
That's not Kelly's coffee number, I don't think.
No, it is not. Yeah, Facebook, Instagram. If you have any questions, definitely get a hold of us. We do tours. We want to just say that Eagle School is accessible. Sometimes people think private school, like, oh, maybe I'm not the right person for a private school. But I would say that you can just come in and we're just very normal people. And we'd love to talk with you. I mean, normal. You know what I mean? But
it's a good normal.
It's a good normal.
Yes. We also have right next to you, I guess they've described him as jack of all trades. He has a long line of things on his business card, but Jeff Seaborg is here. Jeff, it sounds like you've kind of worked in just about every aspect at Eagle School, haven't you?
I have over the years. I started out back in the mid-90s. I got asked to teach mathematics there. Out of the blue, an instructor had a vehicle accident, was unable to teach, and I just happened to be in a position where I was available. And they asked me if I could teach, and I said, I paused and I hesitated, and I eventually said yes. And I remember one of the first things I told my students, it was math now. I said, you know, when I was in high school taking math, I would tell my teacher, this stuff is ridiculous, I said. When am I ever going to use this? If I have to, I'll look it up, I'll get a calculator. I don't need to know to do this stuff in my head. And it came back to bite me. Here I am, I'm sitting in front of a classroom of students. And I said, and see? I said, I need to know how to do this stuff, you know. I said, so fortunately, by that time, I had gone back to college and gotten my degree. And, well, I shouldn't say that. I'm 3 credits short of my degree. But anyway, I'm close enough. Yes. Anyway, yes, I've taught math in the past. And then my family commitments, time, and other requirements took me away from Eagle for many years. I recently returned. And taught class again last year, chemistry, and love that. And this year, I don't know, I'm leaning towards possibly teaching a class in business, co-teaching with a couple individuals. So I'm looking forward to that if that transpires. I'm heavily involved in the maintenance and renovation of a couple of areas in our school, particularly as it relates to our international students that will be joining us this year. We had and we have a significant need to renovate our dormitory space. So we're deep into that with a hard deadline of August 26th for the first day of class. But many of them will be in about a week ahead of time, some maybe 10 days ahead of time. So we've got an even harder deadline to get everything ready for them so that they have a place to lay their heads when they get to Eagle School.
When you talk about renovation, then the school itself is pretty much as is then for this year?
The school is, of course, after every academic year, the school needs to be re-cleaned, you know, from top to bottom. So every nook and cranny and corner and closet and locker and drawer. So we have a wonderful dedicated staff that are able to do that. So they're involved doing that, making the classrooms all ready. We've got a full kitchen there that also is in need of being cleaned and prepped every academic year. And so there's things going on there right now to make that happen. So there's always a need to clean, repair, renovate, modernize, the physical plant. And everybody seems to pitch in, volunteer. We're just blessed that we are able to get all of that done.
Having had a chance to be in the classroom as well, you see students, you've been, what is it now? You said 1995, so 27, 28 years or something like that.
Well, that's my span of teaching. Taught for about 6 years from 95 to 01, then took a long break from 01 until 2024.
Oh, okay.
And I was gone for a long period of time, but, students really don't change. They still come through the door. Some of them are tired. Some of them are sleepy. Some of them are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Others have their homework done. Others don't. That was the same in 95 as it is in 2024. So, that part doesn't change. And Kelly made reference to sometimes the barrier or the difficulty operating, in a language that you're not familiar with. And so as an instructor, we're not just operating in a barrier of one language. We've got, students from Thailand or Korea or Spain or Venezuela, Brazil, Germany. So we get exposure to a lot of different languages that they can't quite get. And I'll recount an interesting story of last year. I was talking to my class and I mentioned something about a pawn shop. If you need money, you can take your guitar and pawn it. And they like, pawn? What's a pawn shop? So I go into the whole thing and I explain it. Oh, and the Thailand students say, oh, you mean a knock-knock store. There they call a pawn shop a knock-knock store. So it's entertaining and fun, and enlightening all at the same time.
And they're here mostly to kind of get better in their language skills for English, right?
Well, that's one of the things that we hope that they do. But basically, we've got them here because, as Kelly said, she loves Jesus. Well, we've got them here because, we hope that we have an opportunity to educate them, academically, to interact with them, if their host families are at the dorm. But we also, we're here actually to show them the love of Jesus, too. And so that's a big, big part of what we do.
When they sign up for the program, then they know that coming in there that they can...
They do know that coming in there. Their parents know that coming in there. And, of course, when we get our students here, we're not there to convert them to Christianity. We're there to show them the love of Jesus, okay? They come, they might be, we have, students from Spain. We have students from Thailand. They're not evangelical Christians in Thailand, many of them, okay? So they come here, and they know that. We know that. We're not here to convert them. We're here to love on them, and we're here to help them, grow as individuals.
Isn't it true, though, because I've been around some exchange students over the years, sometimes we learn more from them than they do from us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I enjoy that too.
They bring a piece of their country with them lots of times. Mm-hmm. So.
And you ask them, they're not familiar with American colloquialisms. And so, if someone were to say, like knock on wood, they have no idea what knock on wood is. But we do. Of course, younger generations of Americans may not know that one. Or I'm on cloud nine. We know, Phil, what being on cloud nine is. Many of our listeners do, but not our international students. They have no idea what being on cloud nine is. And so you have to stop and explain that to them. And in the same token, they'll explain something to you that you had no idea what that reference was.
Yeah, right. Slang is kind of a tough thing
to
interpret.
You can't translate.
No, you can't.
No.
Exactly. So what do you love the most about Eagle School?
Oh, well, I love the students. I really do. It's a big part of what we do. I mean, it's hard not to love the students. Yeah, like Kelly says, they can be a challenge sometimes. Sometimes you have to deal with the good and the difficult and, whatever the case may be. But overall, I mean, that's why we're here. It's because of the students. So, yeah, I could say, oh, I love the teaching part. I love the this part, that part. But really, getting to know the students and interact with them, that's the payoff. That's the money ticket.
Hey, okay. We're going to talk a little bit about the exchange program as well, the international host mom, host teacher. You got a lot of titles, too, over there, Janice.
Yeah, I get involved in every little thing here.
Janice Peterson joining us. So let's talk a little bit about the whole international students. Did you have a number of them last school year as well?
I had 3 2 years ago, and I had 3 last year.
Okay.
And, you know, I last year was just amazing. It was so amazing just sharing the culture and sharing, you know, the slang things and just loving them and how they love back. You know, you're like nervous when you first take them in because you don't know each other, but to be there for them and even you reach out to their parents. And I still to this day am in contact with all of them and their parents. And I just really enjoy that.
Yeah. And what countries were they from last year?
Thailand.
Oh, they were all from Thailand.
Then. Yeah, all mine have been from Thailand.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. As far as the school, did you host a pretty good number at Eagle School last year?
They're all from Eagle.
Uh-huh. But in terms of the number of students at the school last year?
Oh, how many did we have last year?
I think it was 24, but that could be wrong.
24. Yeah, it was around 24 because we also have people come in the second quarter.
Oh.
So it's like some people may only be there for the semester. And then they, you know, others come in so throughout. But it was, I know there was around 20, which was very nice. And you get them involved with the community. And that's what we're really striving for this year is to really get them involved with the Richland Center community. To, you know, they're usually from, like mine have been from Bangkok, which is millions of people. And they come here to this little town. They think it's just, what do we do here? And to show them that there's so much. And they love, they come here loving America, but not knowing what America's all about. And I love sharing that.
Are there expectations? Like, I mean, do they have visions of New York City when they come to Richland
Center?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're like, well, what do we do? And then when we start showing them, you know, there's the Phoenix Center. There's the movie theater. There's things to do. You can go to Kelly's, of course. And they love going there for coffee and chatting and doing homework. And, you know, you just take them around. And they love the variety of restaurants we have here, too.
So you'll be hosting more students this year then?
Yes. Right now I have one coming from Thailand.
Okay, great.
And his brother was here 2 years ago, who I know, and he was a wonderful kid too. So I'm really looking forward to that.
And you're talking today as well about fundraising things for Eagle School. What would you like to talk about?
Well, this Friday we're going to have an event for the school, and it's for charcoal expressions. And we have a gentleman, Rob, who runs the company out of Baraboo, and he comes and instructs us how to do a drawing. And you don't have to, one thing that's amazing is you don't have to have or even know how to do a stick figure. He walks you through it. I've taken his class before, and it's just amazing. And we're going to do a sunflower. And out of the benefit, we're going to, it's going to go into the school fund for things for the children. We're hoping to get a, what is it called? A water?
Oh, yeah. Like a water bottle filler?
Yeah.
That's kind of like a little gift that I want to give the kids because sometimes they stand there for 45 seconds filling up their water bottles from the water fountain. But I think a lot of the fundraising that we want to do is for scholarships because being a private school, we don't receive tax money. And so it's private funded. And there are some that come on scholarship. So not every student equals the full tuition price, you know. So if we could provide the ability for them to come to school and get help doing so, we really want to do that. So
yeah.
Just make it more accessible.
Definitely. So it's going on tomorrow night.
And tomorrow night.
People from the community can be involved.
The community can sign up. You go on to eventbrite.com and you search for August 2nd at Eagle School. And it comes up and you just sign up there. You can either buy the ticket beforehand online or you can just put that you're going to show up and just come with cash or a check.
And Phil, if I might interject, I'm not afraid to ask for things. So if I could say to our listeners out there, if you went to Amazon and you search what a water bottle filler is, you'll have many options there. And if one or two of you or a family or the Bridge Club or whoever you might be want to get together and say, hey, let's buy Eagle School a water bottle filler, I'm all in for that. This way we could direct our charcoal fund money to scholarships. So, yes. So I highly encourage you to search water bottle fillers.
Okay, we'll have to do that.
Yeah, and then on the 9th and 10th of August, the following week, this next weekend, we're having a huge sneak peek fundraiser. And it's going to be a rummage sale, bake sale. We're going to have a lunch cart there.
Lemonade stand.
Mm-hmm. We're also going to have a disc golf?
Disc golf putting contest.
Oh. Yes.
My son Ira is really into disc golf, loves it. I didn't even know what it was 3 years ago. I asked what the basket was. I was like, what is that basket in the park? And my husband says, that's for disc golf. And I went, oh. Like, that doesn't mean anything to me. But anyway, now I am watching the tournaments and I'm really involved. Anyway, it's a fun game. You don't really have to be, he can show you how to do it. But we're going to have kind of like, remember Bozo, the clown, and you had to throw the ball in the bucket from the different distances?
Sure.
We're going to be doing that, but with the basket for disc golf putting. So should be a good time.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun.
We're really excited. Yeah, it'll be from 9 to 10, or 9 to 2.
Yeah. 9 to 10 would be pretty short, yeah. You know.
Rushing it.
9 to 2 on Friday and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Yes. We are taking donations of gently used clothing.
Items
for, like, the household. It's great. We got a lot of nice clothing for back to school. We have a couple backpacks at really good prices.
Mm-hmm. And the date again was?
August 9th and August 10th.
So it's next weekend.
Yeah,
then.
Next weekend. So we're pretty busy.
I guess so.
Yeah, and then after that, I'm sure you know of that, Philip. We have the Pumpkin Fest.
Oh, sure.
And we're going to be involved with that by having a craft show, a craft fair at our school the same day, which is October 26th.
In the gym?
It'll be in the gym there.
Uh-huh. Great. Well, you are busy, but all important fundraisers. So again, a little bit about the charcoal night tomorrow night. So does each individual have their own drawing, or you all work on one together?
No, everybody does their own drawing. Oh. He supplies everything you need to do this. And he walks through and he stands there and does it actually with you. And he comes around and shows you how to do it. And it's just fun. And it's just a great time to get together with friends and do something together.
Even somebody that's not very artistic can make something, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And I was with a group that the husbands came, and they're like, oh, I can't do this, I can't do this. And, you know, they're saying, oh, I can't draw. And what they did was amazing.
Oh. And then maybe you can sell those and make money for you.
There you go.
You know, we could.
The ideas just keep coming.
Keep it going.
Yeah, and plus there'll be coffee and...
And we'll have fresh brewed coffee from Kelly, and we'll also have some baked goods.
Wonderful. Kathleen Corey Pittman is here as well, and you're going to be a teacher this fall at Eagle School?
Yes.
All right.
This will be my second year. When I went to college, and oh, this is really going to date me. I graduated from Stevens Point in 1980 with a degree in history and political science. And, you know, teaching was like the last thing that I ever wanted to do. But I ended up in a time where I'd lost a job, or I don't know how to explain but a job ended, we'll put it that way. And I was off that summer, and I was, you know, hunting for jobs, you know, doing the resume out. And a friend of mine mentioned that they were looking for a first and second grade teacher. And it was actually part of my prayer group. And I thought about this, and it just kept on, and God was putting it in my heart to do this, and I said, I don't know, but I did it, and I it's been a wonderful experience, and Kelly is wonderful. She's wonderful to work with. She's easygoing. She's, you know, she's, the whole team is appreciative. Chris is appreciative. They give us gifts every once in a while, little things saying thoughtful things. And what I like about it, and part of the reason I got into it, is that we're putting Jesus in their hearts.
Yes.
And I've said this before, that now they may not be at this point, some of the kids are more, you know, parents go to church and, you know, they have that routine. Some may not, and that's fine. But if they can know that Jesus loves them, mm-hmm. and just somewhere in the back of their mind, mm-hmm. when they're in their 20s and you know what happens and things go wrong and they're feeling like deserted and all that, mm-hmm. if they can remember, you know, Jesus loves me. Mm-hmm. It'll be okay, you know, and find Jesus once again. Mm-hmm. It's important. It's important, and it's great because, you know, we start out the morning with devotion and I prayer, and I pray over each of my students in the morning, and and we go through the day and we hope for the best. I had some awesome kids, and we initially I came in with first and second, but we had to do some switching around, and I ended up with second and fifth, and you think, eh? But it worked really well. Mm-hmm. The fifth graders could help some with the second graders.
Sure.
And it just was a wonderful experience because another part of school, I think, should be teaching some leadership skills. Yeah. And how good you feel when you do help somebody. Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I love about the school. It really helps promote the older students working with the younger kids. It's such a, you know, everybody's close with each other, and they get to learn. And some kids like to hang out with the little kids, and they help them with their lunches and recess. And it's just amazing. Yeah. It's wonderful.
It does remind me of the old one-room school, though, like kind mm-hmm. of the throwback mm-hmm. in some ways. But
yeah, took me back to when I was in Boaz school for 2 years.
Boaz.
It's four-room school. Your teacher, I had a Mrs. Kipke for fifth and sixth grade. And, you know, it was it was kind of interesting because when you were in fifth grade, you could listen in what the sixth graders were doing and getting some hints and saying, oh, gee, I wish we were reading that one because it's, you know, some of their stuff sounded interesting. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it's good. I think it's a good situation to combine sometimes.
No doubt. What do you love most about Eagle School, Kathleen?
Kids. And I didn't think I would. I was the youngest of four. I wasn't raised with little kids much, but they're so sweet. And I mean, the last day of school, we did this, do they call it promotion?
Yeah, promotion ceremony.
And afterwards, this little girl came and hugged me and you know, and it was just precious. And I still am connected with the families. Yes. We have some really good families mm-hmm. that, the kids are, you know, good, and the parents are supportive and easy to talk to, down to earth people.
That's important, isn't it?
Yes.
At home too, getting that support there too. I know. In the spring, I was somewhere in the community, and I saw a bunch of students all dressed up one night, and they were going to prom. So, yeah, I think mm-hmm. you even had a prom last year, didn't you?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, we have homecoming and prom, and this year we're going to do snowball. I remember I graduated from RCHS, and I remember snowball was nice because it kind of takes you out of the cabin fever depression of the long winter. So it gives you something to look forward to. So we're really excited to be able to do that this year with the kids. And I also wanted to piggyback what Janice and Kathleen were saying, that we really want to make Eagle School feel like family, and like a family with a lot of kids, you know, that where you have supportive adults, and then you have the kids who are just doing the best they can. And in any situation, kids are just really doing the best they can. Some might be in survival mode, some might be thriving, and there's everything in between. But we really want to be there supporting them in each of their stages of development and things that they're going through. And because I'm such a relational person, and I am really empathetic, I figuratively carry these kids in my heart. And when they're going through hard times, I'm also going through a hard time. So I'm parenting mm-hmm. there. And I feel like that's one of life's greatest gifts is parenting. And I'm really, I think we're all so grateful to have an impact in these kids' lives and be part of their story. So just like Kathleen was saying, maybe when they're 20-something and they're kind of hitting rock bottom, I'm praying that they don't, but it we know that that happens. So we want them to be able to fall back on something in their mind and say, like, oh, you know what? I do have value. I was made for a purpose. God has a plan for me. I may not have been living in it, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't want me.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
Way, paying attention to even the smallest details and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelinek. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Computer Connections Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities, and by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, or full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you. Also sponsored by BL Signs. Watch your business grow. Well, today's forecast calls for a high in the upper 80s, scattered clouds early, and then very warm and humid. It is 68 degrees in Richland Center.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. A man has been arrested for threatening a judge. Tuesday night around 7:40, the Avoca Police Department conducted a traffic stop on East Front Street in the village of Avoca. As a result of a traffic stop, James C. Young, 33, of Muscadet, was arrested and taken to the Iowa County Jail, where he was booked on charges of battery or threat to a judge, misdemeanor bail jumping, and disorderly conduct. Wisconsin's fall primary is less than 2 weeks away. Local election officials and voters are learning new ballots, guidelines, and procedures. Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Ann Jacobs says some results may not be known until hours after the polls close.
People should expect that if the race is close, that Milwaukee will be tallying until the early morning hours. And I want people to know that now, so that we don't have these silly rumors and conspiracy theories going on in November.
Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Don Millis says he thinks confidence in the process is going up, but he still has concerns about unfounded claims of election fraud.
I'm not necessarily talking about candidates. I'm talking about foreign countries. I'm talking about some of these bad actors who are going to challenge the results of elections, or who, you know, use social media to foment dissent.
Ann Jacobs and Don Millis were speaking with Wisconsin Eye. There's a new mental health center coming to Children's Hospital in Milwaukee. The hospital has announced plans to build a new comprehensive mental health treatment and research facility. The Craig Yabuki Center will be named after the brother of former Fiserv CEO Jeff Yabuki. Children's Wisconsin plans to house child psychiatry, counseling, and mental health treatment programs in the building. Plans and designs for the building are set to be released at a later date. A Waukesha County jury on Thursday found Kevin Seamer guilty in the death of 39-year-old Josh Davies last summer. Prosecutors said Seamer did not like Davies' tattoos and was looking for a fight when he punched Davies in the head outside a Heartland bar. Davies fell and struck his head and later died from his injuries. Seamer's defense team maintained Davies was grossly intoxicated and that the 65-year-old was trying to protect himself as the younger man lunged at him with a metal tool, and Seamers will be sentenced at a later date.
The Department of Health Services will use the $258 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds to create a minimum fee schedule that raises wages and provides care for older adults and individuals with disabilities. Establishing the fee schedule will create minimum amounts that managed care organizations must pay providers for services. According to DHS Medicaid programs, serving nearly 57,000 clients will benefit, including family care. Wisconsin will join 20 other states that already have a minimum fee schedule for these providers, including Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, and Michigan. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is partnering with local law enforcement agencies for this weekend's annual ATV, UTV, Think Smart Before You Start campaign. DNR Lieutenant Jacob Holzclaw says around 40 local agencies will take part. Holzclaw says the weekend is less about writing tickets and more about informing people on how they can stay safe while riding. More information, including safety tips, can be found by visiting the DNR's ATV and UTV riding website. The Muscadet American Legion Post 85 would like to thank everyone for attending Burgers in the Park on Wednesday. With your help, the Legion broke its record of the number of burgers served in one night. On Wednesday night, with the help of the Muscadet EMS Save a Life sponsorship, the Legion served 1,077 burgers. The Muscadet American Legion Post 85 hosts Burgers in the Park from 3:30 until 8 at Muscadet's Railroad Park the last Wednesday of the month throughout the summer. The next burger night will be held Wednesday night, August 28th. It was another great day for the 2024 Walk with Grace radio auction. The items up for bid today will begin around 10 o'clock again. They are listed on the WRCO Facebook page and also WRCO.com. Winning bidders for this week's items can pick them up at the Grace office located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. If you have questions, you can call 608-604-8255. The final day of the radio action gets underway a little bit later on today. And also, officials will be at the Grace office this morning and again this afternoon if you would like to pay and pick up your items. And Madison is the fifth fittest city in the country, according to a new report. The American College of Sports Medicine puts together an index based on tons of factors, like air quality, food insecurity, and health issues among residents. 95% of people in Madison are within a 10-minute walk to a park. Coming up, a look at weekend weather.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless.
Today, a high of 88, mostly sunny, very warm and humid. North to northwest winds around 10. Mainly clear tonight with areas of fog and a low of 62. Sunny Saturday with summer heat once again, a high of 88. A few clouds Saturday night and a low of 63. 85 Sunday, partly sunny and warm with a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm. In Richland Center, yesterday we picked up 0.08 of an inch of rain, 0.07 in the early morning hours, and another 0.01. That was last night in a brief shower that passed through. Yesterday's high was 87 degrees. Right now, with sunshine and blue skies, our temperature was at 72 at midnight. We've been down to 68 right now. It is 69 degrees.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll look back at baseball last night, a look ahead toward this weekend as well, coming up in sports today. Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G's.
Yesterday at Home Talent Baseball, Plain held off Arena 8-3. Sauk Prairie edged Dodgeville 11-10. Blanchardville 5-4 over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. Schulzberg-Benton 12-4 over Hollandale. In Legion play coming up this weekend, several locations will be hosting American Legion State Baseball Tournaments. Home Talent Baseball will host the All-Star Games tonight. The Eastern section will be at Fort Atkinson. The Northern section versus the Western section. They will play at JC Athletic Park in Sauk City. Manager of the West include Pat Riley of Dodgeville, Nick Jennings Arena, Terry Z. Barth of Muscadet. Area players include Arena's Alex Stotts and Trey Schulte, Muscadet's Mason Atkins and Josh Cartwright. Zach Cady was elected from Plain. Casanova will feature Monty Jennings and Isaac Jennings. The Home Talent Baseball playoffs continue this weekend with action going on at several locations are down to the section semifinals. The Brewers, first in the National League Central at 61-47, will face the 49-60 Washington Nationals this weekend. The Brewers are hoping August is better for them than July was. The National League leaders were 11-13 in the month just completed. Milwaukee will try to recapture its winning ways with left fielder Christian Yelich, reliever Brian Hudson, and interim closer Trevor Miguel on the injured list. The newest Brewer, pitcher Frankie Montes, is scheduled to start tonight's game on the road at Washington. Montes came from the Reds in a trade. He also had a bad July and will bring a 4-8 record with a 5.01 ERA into the game. The Nationals are riding a 4-game losing streak. There were a few games played in the majors, most notably the Cubs over the Cardinals. Final score was 5-4. Atlanta 4-2 over Miami. In the American League, Kansas City 7, Detroit 1. Cleveland 10-3 over Baltimore. Colorado beat the LA Angels. Final score of 5-4. The competition's not over yet, but the Packers could be headed for their third extra point and field goal kicker in 3 years. So far, the Green Bay training camp kicking battle is being won by challenger Greg Joseph. He kicked for the Vikings last season. Joseph was 7-for-7 in the last practice before family night, while the incumbent, Anders Carlson, was 4-for-7. Rookie James Turner was released earlier in the week. How the competitors do Saturday in front of the family night crowd could be decisive. While Kayla Williams, C.J. Stroud, and other starters from both teams watched from the sideline, the NFL's new kickoffs didn't provide any excitement. Brett Rypien stole the show before lightning and heavy rain ended the game. The veteran quarterback threw 3 touchdown passes, leading the Chicago Bears to a 21-17 victory over the Houston Texans on Thursday night in the Hall of Fame game. The NFL's exhibition opener was stopped with 3:31 left in the third quarter and was called off after a 36-minute delay. All eyes were on the NFL's radical new kickoffs rule at the start. The league dramatically redesigned the play, aiming to revive it after a record low of returns last year. Elsewhere in sports, three Badgers have been named to the preseason All-Big Ten volleyball team. The conference preseason poll was also released Thursday. Nebraska is the favorite to take the title, with Wisconsin the second choice, coming off a season with a 30-4 record and another Final Four appearance. Carter Booth, Sarah Franklin, and Anna Smrek were honored. Sarah Franklin is the returning AVCA National Player of the Year and Big Ten Player of the Year. That's an update on Friday Morning Sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Kubota has the industry-leading BX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. BX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East.
Yeah, in this day and age too, Jeff. You know, you're dealing with kids that it's kind of the electronic age, you know, and you want to embrace that, but you also need to, you know, kind of go in another direction. Does that make it a challenge as a teacher then too?
It does. But first, I want to go back to what Kelly was saying. She mentioned Carissa. So without context, you know, and Kathleen mentioned Carissa too. Our listeners probably don't know who Carissa is. Carissa is kind of like the major domo, if you will. She sits in the church office, and she is like the grand marshal of activity, okay? Everything seems to flow through Carissa.
Yes,
if definitely. You've got an She's issue there. That can't be solved, people say, ask Carissa, go to Carissa. You know, Carissa knows where that is, or Carissa knows how to do this. And so we kind of all take our lead a little bit from Kelly, yes, okay, as teachers and whatever, but Carissa really is, she's like, she's out there on the tarmac on the flight line with the flashlights directing 12 different aircraft, and 9 are landing and 6 are taking off. I mean, this gal is just tremendous. And so we just want to acknowledge, you know, from Eagle School and Newhouse that Carissa really is just something. And we're blessed to have her there. To get back to your question about the electronic age, of course, I had been gone from 95 to 2001. When I came back in 2024, my first day in Eagle there, when the students come in, there's this like a rolling wardrobe rack, okay? But it's filled with little pockets with their names on it, and that's where they deposit their electronics.
Oh.
They hit the door, their cell phone goes in there, their tablet goes in there, their earbuds go in there, okay? So we have the ability, and, you know, I know a lot of parents who have children in other schools sometimes like the fact that they can still stay in communication with their kids, you know, on the cell phone, even if it's 10 a.m. and the kid's in geometry, okay? Well, we don't do that at Eagle, okay? They park their electronics, and they get to give us their undivided attention, and we get to give them our undivided attention. So, yes, the electronic age can be very beneficial, but also challenging, and we just try and do our best to keep the classroom as free of electronic distractions as we can.
Awesome. Anything else anybody would like to add this morning?
Well, speaking of electronics, one thing being the art teacher, you know, these kids, they're so used to using their tablets, whatever, to express themselves. And it's so awesome to be able to get them into your classroom and use their hands and to express with material things. Mm-hmm. And I just get so much enjoyment out of that. And I also would like to piggyback on Carissa. We love her and cannot do a lot without her.
If you've got a computer problem, who do you go to? You go to Carissa. She will talk you through it.
MVP.
She's the Jill of all trades. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
But she will also hate all of this attention. There are so many times people come to me because I'm the face, right? And so they come to me, you know, Kelly, I really need to, I need to know what to do here. I need to do that. And I was like, okay, just, I'll get back to you. And then I'm always like, Carissa, what should we do about, you know, whatever. And I was like, really? I need them to know that you're the one, like, you are everything behind the scenes, you know? And she's like, no, we just have a great team. I don't want any credit. So she is definitely in her own lane. She is all things being able to produce, right? So we're like the opposites. Like, I'm the hugger and she's the producer. And it works so well because we're doing what we do best and we're not really being forced to do something that we're not great at, which then benefits the students and the parents. Yeah. And also, you know, for the parents, if you have any, like, I just want to reach out again, if you have any questions about the school or concerns or nervousness, you know, it's hard to send off your kids, especially like maybe you homeschool and maybe you can't homeschool this year and you're nervous about sending them off. I totally understand that. This is kind of like a warm version of homeschooling where we can still be family together and we can still carry on your family values, but you can maybe, like, if you need to work or, you know, life is calling you in a different direction, you can do that as well and still have peace about the decisions that you're making. And so I'm always, I put a little round table in my office because I didn't want to look over the desk at people anymore. I wanted to be like right there with them. And so I hope that people come in the office and talk to me. And I just really want to encourage that we are people at Eagle. And so please come.
Sounds like it. Yeah. Very well said. Well, thanks for coming in, you guys. And here's
thank
to a,
you for having us.
You
thank
bet.
You so much.
Here's to a good school year, great school
yes.
year, and
thank you.
And your fundraiser tomorrow night. The
yes,
charcoal
tomorrow
drawing.
Night it's from 6 to 8, and again it's you go on eventbrite.com.
Okay.
And sign up. Thank you.
I appreciate all your joy and your enthusiasm. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Kelly Coppernall, Jeff Seaborg, Kathleen Corey Pittman, and Janice Peterson from Eagle School. Greg Kinney joins us, Riverdale Education Foundation president. Greg, this is a big Saturday coming up for you guys.
Yeah, it's our annual golf fundraiser at Hickory Grove Golf Course in Fenimore, and we're excited. The weather looks like it's going to be good if you don't change it between now and then. And it's always a big day for us. We have a lot of people that sign up. We were full at 20 teams here this week, but we did have one drop out. So I am looking for one more team. If somebody is out there that would like to put a team in, it's 10 o'clock start Saturday morning. Registration is 9 to 10. So normally we can fill it pretty easily, and that's just from people that have played from year to year, and they want to go. They start calling in May, June, early, before we even advertise. And It's a fun event. A lot of people, the only time they play golf all year long is at this fundraiser. And our committee does a great job of having we have a huge bucket raffle table and then silent auction items as well. And so it's just a fun day. A lot of people really enjoy it, and they have a good time, and so that's what it's about.
When you look at, you had a waiting list, I know, in other years. This year, it's kind of rare to have an opening, so this is a good opportunity for someone.
Yeah, well, the golf course actually bought more carts this year.
Oh.
So that has helped us. We can expand it a little bit. Last year, we were really scrambling. We had 19 teams last year, and so they bought some extra carts, and so we can have 20 comfortably. So that makes a difference, but... Yeah, it's tough when you have to turn down people that want to play, and last year we did have to do that with a couple teams, but hopefully this year we're fine with 19 if we don't get another team, but 20 makes it an even number, and obviously a little bit more money for us as well, so yeah, we'll see where it takes us.
This is a regular reunion of sorts for some, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, we're excited. Some people just plan on it. They know it's always the first weekend in August. They plan their vacations around it. We actually have a couple of teams this year that are high school graduates, and they're probably in the last 5 years of Riverdale. And they're bringing classmates from college. They're all excited because this is going to be the first time they've been in it. So it's a nice day that people get to play with people that they only maybe see, you know, a couple times a year. And so, yeah, it's a good event for us for sure.
Four-person best ball. Again, that allows somebody that maybe doesn't golf very often that maybe they're going to come up with a good shot. You never
know. Yeah, they can make a putt. Everybody can make a putt. So if you don't drive the ball very well, try and have one of those on your team. And then from that point on, why it's chipping and putting and And so it's a fun event. A lot of people really do enjoy it. And, you know, people that, like you said, they don't play only once or twice a year. And they, well, I'm not a very good golfer. And, well, it really doesn't matter in this event. It's just about having fun. And, you know, there's a beverage cart out there. And if they make a good shot and they're trying to celebrate, why, they can take care of that part of it, too. So
this is one of, what, two or three main events for the foundation, isn't it?
Yep. We run this one. We run our bowling tournament and usually at the end of March. And then, obviously, the Winter Carnival is in the middle of the winter, which is a huge payback for us to the community for supporting us all year long. And, you know, the little kids really benefit from that. And we sell fair amount of food at it, and but kids run the 4 hours. If they come at the beginning, why, they're still there at the end, and they sleep good that night. But that's become a big fundraiser for us as well. And so we have three main events that we really try and generate a lot of our money from. So
I was at your event this year when you gave out the money. That's the best part of the year, I'm sure, for you. But
yeah, when we give our awards out to the teachers, why, That's a great day for us. And this year, the past year, we gave out $17,986 back to the teachers, which is our largest amount that we have ever gave back. And so we've been doing this 14 years now, which seems crazy that we're that far in. But we're at $131,536 that we've gave back to the teachers and the students at Riverdale. So
Greg Kinney joining us, who is the president of Riverdale Education Foundation. Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement joins us. Tom, what's going on these days? You have some big deals?
Well, we do, and a lot of things are happening. We just come off the greatest July in the history of our company. People are buying mowers. Grass is growing every 4 days. People are cutting, so it's one of those years where you're getting tired of spending all those extra hours out there. So if you're buying a zero turn right now, you're going to cut your time in anywhere from half to a third. And we have a pretty good program right now. For the Aarons and Gravely, we have zero down, no payments for 12 months. That's really a great deal. And the other side of the Aarons Gravely line, it is August, and this is our best snow month. So we have 5% off on all Aarons snow throwers, which sounds crazy, doesn't the heat and everything like that? But August is always our best snow throwing time of year, so that's when we sell the most of them. So 5% is on those units. Of course, right along with the whole program, we have zero for 24 months with all of our Husqvarna products. And the nice thing about the 0%, it's easy. It goes down to $1,000. So if you want to buy a saw or two, you can do that as well. It doesn't just have to be a lawnmower. Our lawnmowers, though, have a super special. We have a 10% off on tractors or zero turns. That's a limited, targeted program. And so if you're really looking to save some money, 10% off right now is big money. So you want to stop in and see us and take a look at those units. But as far as the company goes, we buy right, we sell right, and, of course, we buy in large quantities. So some of the things you don't think about in a lawnmower company, we actually sell a lot of Husky cement saws, and they're called the K770s and the 790s, and they're 15% off right now. Our Wacker compactors, which is the most popular compactor in the industry, are 10% off. And then, of course, we have 10% off on all of our trimmers, saws, basically everything in the handheld line, and we have 15% off on our blowers. That's gas and electric. So these are great times to buy, great time to save money. You know, we only have roughly 30 days, and September's here.
Ooh, you're right. That's kind of tough to think about.
Yeah, and you never know when the first frost is going to come along. Those of us old enough to be around back in the early 1970s, we had a killer frost the 1st of September. So this should be a fear factor for those of you out there that are just kind of lagging along and thinking that this heat is going to last forever. No, it's not. It's going to disappear. Good time, though, to be prepared and get things done. And, of course, at Miller Itma, we just have a lot of things going on, not only from a sales standpoint, but we also have our large rental company. And we offer great tools at a great price, and it's a good time to visit us. We're not hard to find. We're here at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, their lights are on this morning, so one more day for them. Don't be afraid to stop and see us. We're open from 7:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to noon on Saturday. go to www.MuellerRental.com. That is our internet site with all the information on it. Or go to Craigslist and take a look on the left-hand side. Punch in Mueller, and you'll see we have some fantastic used prices. It's the end of the season, so the used are coming down, and they're very attractive. So keep that in mind as well. But, of course, the most important thing is get yourself here. Visit us. Get to see what's going on. Understand that we offer a lot of great products. And as far as high tech, we've got RoboOne. That's a robot running around the yard cutting. And we are going to see a lot of technical advances in our industry. And we're on the very cutting edge of that. So Miller Impman's the place to come, not only to learn what's new, but to see the best of the best.
Your best July ever as a company, and you know, you were gone on vacation for a few days in July. Is there any correlation between that, or what?
I think 100%.
Okay.
It does help when I'm gone. They seem to do much, much better.
All right. Have a good one, Tom.
You bet. Take care.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement here on WRCO. By Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Welding.